Mishnah Gimel here in Perek Chaf Dalet, continuing to talk about how to deal with animals and animal food. Ein ofsin es hagomel v'lo dorsin, aval mal'itin. Ofsin means to stuff. You can't stuff food into the mouth of the camel. And v'lo dorsin, and you can't shove it in. Aval mal'itin. But if the animal doesn't want to eat, you can put the food into his mouth. They used to fatten up animals before they would go on the road. So this process of shoving the food into the animal's mouth, it's not necessary for the animal to eat. If it doesn't want to eat mal'itin, you can give it to his mouth. But to shove it in, that's tircha, that's excessive work. It's very laborious, and that's not permitted on Shabbos. So you just give him to eat. You don't stuff him. That's such a big tircha. Ve'ein mamrim esu'agolim. And similarly, if you were to take agolim, calves, and stuff food into their mouth to fatten them up, that's not okay for Shabbos. Aval mal'itin, but you could put the food into their mouth in the normal way. Umahalkatin letarnagolim, and you could put food into the mouth of the chickens. Venosnin mayim lemursan. You're also allowed to put water, mayim, into mursan, into bran, so that the animals will have a shtickel oatmeal type of food. Avol lo govlin. But you're not allowed to, gibel means to mix it up. And this touches off a huge discussion in the Gemara, halacha lemais, about the principle, the malacha of Shabbos called losh, mixing. And here there are two important things to keep in mind. There are things that are called a bar gibel, from the word legabel, means to knead into dough. There are certain mixtures that create a dough-like consistency. And then there are lav bar gibels. There are different mixtures that don't create a dough-like consistency, either because they're very clumpy or because they don't bind together, two different directions. So bar gibel and a lav bar gibel, that's something to keep in mind. So let's say tuna fish with mayonnaise might be a problem of losh, but maybe it's a lav bar gibel. Maybe if you do it in an unusual way, there's not a problem. So a lot of discussion about this. You know, there's a difference between making tuna fish or egg salad, which there are many more ways to be matir, versus baby cereal, which is going to create a finer type of mixture, or certainly making some kind of dough. So this baby cereal has extra kulas because the baby's whole shein b'sakana, different heterim, different shinois, how to do it in unusual ways. But this is just, you should be aware, this Mishnah is the point of departure for that discussion. Ve'ein mosen mayin lefnei devorim. You can't put water in front of bees, v'lefnei yonim shebeshovach, or doves in the coop, because they can get their own water, they'll fly all over the place. Aval nos lefle avozim v'tarnagolim v'fnei yoni hardisios. But you could put it in front of chickens and geese, and in front of a particular domesticated bird, because these things don't usually fly away, and they're going to rely on your water. So generally speaking, if you have behemoths, the Gemara says this is the rule. If you have animals, which are mizono sein alecha, they depend on you for food. So you have a domesticated cat or a dog, or a bird in a bird cage. So you're allowed to feed these animals on Shabbos. There's a problem to be metal to them, to handle them on Shabbos, to pick them up, but there is a heter to feed them because they are what's called mizonosein alecha. Next, Mishnah Dalet mechatchin es adiluin lefnei behema. You are allowed to cut up a gourd that was picked on Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to cut it up before you give it to your animal, even though before you gave it to the animal, this deluin was really people food. You were going to serve it as zucchini at your meal. You're allowed to give it to your animal. Something which is roy for a person is considered to be roy for an animal. Let's say you have an animal which died. It was a nevela. You're allowed to cut it up for a dog. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Imlo ha'isam nevela mi'arav Shabbos. It was not an nevela before Shabbos. Asura it's us lafisha eina min amuchan, because it is muktzah, because the animal died when Shabbos started. It was muktzah because it was alive. This is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is a chumrah of muktzah. But we pointed out earlier in the Masechta that Rabbi Shimon is lenient in many kinds of muktzah. So Rabbi Shimon would disagree, and he would say, if you have an animal, even if it's alive, that animal is muktzah. But if it's sickly, if it looks like it's probably going to die, even though it currently hasn't died yet, it's your yoshi from mitzapa, you anticipate that this animal is going to die, that's not going to be a problem of mukta. So Rabbi Yehuda says, any animal that dies on Shabbos, it's mukta, because at the beginning of Shabbos, it was alive, it's mukta. But Rabbi Shimon says, not necessarily, you don't necessarily take something out of your das, you don't make it mukta, if it has the potential that you might use it on Shabbos. So an animal which is deathly sick, you realize it might die on Shabbos, so even though right now it's muktzah because it's still alive, when it dies on Shabbos, it's not a problem of nolat, it's not a problem of muktzah, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter, and that's how we paskin.